Welcome, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Amarim Rasi Sheyichiu, and Chagit Abbas Rukhaim Tzi B'chol Anovim Eileha. It's based on the Torah B'mein of Rabbeinu B'Rosh Yeshiva Shlita, saying Tehillim 136:13, Le Goizer Yamsuf L'Gzorim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu split up the sea into different parts. Chazal tell us that it was split up into 12 different pathways. Each Shevet had their own pathway. And we don't have that in the rest of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, but there was a nace for each chelek prati of Klal Yisrael. Only here you have that. We'd like to understand why. It says, Hayam Rav Ayanos, the sea saw and it ran away, it split. What did it see? Chazal tell us, Ra Arono Shel Yosef. It saw Yosef's Aron. So we'd like to enlighten that point as well. That it saw when it split, it saw Yosef's Aron in Parshas Vayigash. It says, "Vesam hevir oisel orim mikzei gvul Mitzrayim ve'ad katzehu." And the nation, he brought, put them from one city and one end of. In other words, he took people from one end of Mitzrayim and he put them at the other end. So we want to have a hamoka of what his kavana was. We have a gemara in Chulin that says, "May nafkamina lekoy leechab galvisa," that he did a favor for the Jewish people. They shouldn't feel like they're strangers because the Egyptians were also strangers. They also had moved. So they were also in a type of galus. But still, we'd like to have a go deeper into this parsha, that this parat is written in this parsha. At the beginning of Parashas Bereishis, Rashi says, "Amar Rav Yitzchak lo yitzar chator lahaschil elo mehachodesh hazeh lachem," because of koyach ma'asav higid la'amo, that the goyim shouldn't say listim atem. The goyim shouldn't say you're thieves. God created the world. God gave us Eretz Yisrael. So we'd like to explain over here that it doesn't mean that all of Chumash Bereishis is coming to answer akasha. The goyim are going to say, "Hey, what right do you have to Eretz Yisrael?" And that's why we have Sefer Bereishis. No. Rather, here we have Yisodos Shel Kol HaHanhaga, the foundations of all of Hashem's Hanhaga in Sefer Yoshua, when the Jewish people pass through the Yarden, the Aron is called Aron HaBris Odoin Kol HaOretz, the Ark of the Covenant, the Master of all the Earth. And the Psuk that explains, Odoin Kol HaOretz Kol Mokom Shenemar Odoin Oiker diurim umachnis diurim, bezevinyan av lekulam, oiker kenanim umachnis Yisrael. Whenever it says Adon, it uproots dwellers and brings in new dwellers. And this is a paradigm for everything, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uprooted the Kenanim, those diurim, and he's machnis Yisrael, and he brings the Jewish people in. That's why it says Adon, he's the master. He's the landlord, literally. The Lord of the land. So he uproots the Kenanim and he brings in the Jewish people. That's why it's called Aron Bris of Adon Kol HaOretz. Sheresh HaDvar, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out the Kenanim and he brought in the Jewish people. Sheresh HaDvarim is in what it says in Tehillim 24:1, Lashem HaOretz Umeloa. Tevel V'yoshveiba, the Gemara asks, Brachas 35a, from what it says, "Ve'ha'oretz nosan levnei Adam." So on one hand it says that everything belongs to Hashem, on the other hand it says God gave the earth to the man. And for the Gemara, kan koidem broche, kam lachar broche. This is before the bracha, this is after the bracha. In other words, the land was given to people, but only with the hakara, that it belongs to Hashem. So la'achar bracha, it's ours. But we have to recognize who it's coming from. So this, the root of this hakara ba'adam kol ha'aretz, is from the fact that Eretz Yisrael was sanctified with 10 kedushos, as we see in the Mishnah in Kelim 1:6. In other words, the land was given to man, but still it has the kedusha of Hashem, of the Shechina. The highest level is the Kodesh Kadoshim, and that's where we have the Aron Bris Hashem. באותו מקום נאמר וכל אדם לא יהיה. And in that place it says in the pasuk Vayikra 16:17, and nobody should be there. In other words, even though it is down here on the earth, nevertheless, lo nitna la'adam rishut li'kanes l'sham. A man was not allowed to enter into that place because that's where you have the Aroin Bris Adoin Kol Ha'aretz. You have the Ark of the Covenant of the Master of all of the land, like we had in the pasuk in Yehoshua. So this is off limits to man. This is only for the Adoin Kol Ha'aretz. And that's where the 10th Kedusha starts. There it starts the Seder of the Eser Kedushos. We also have the Kruvim that are facing each other. So when they're doing Ritzan Rishal Makom, Vanum Ponem Elav, Azgam Uponei Leinu, when we're facing God, God's facing us. And if we turn away from God, then God's turning away from us. We see this in the Kruvim, Ayin Bava Basra 99a. And higher than this is the Dargas HaMakom Hazeh, the Lefnayu Lefnim. We have this very high level of Lefnayu Lefnim, of being in the inner sanctum. That's where you have the supernatural. It's higher than anything else outside of it. And here in the Kodesh Kodashim, you have the supernatural. Like it says, Makom Aron Eino Min Amida, Yuma 21a. The Aron, if you would measure the Kodesh Kodashim, the Aron wouldn't be taking up any space, even though it was a physical object. So you see that it's mamish, supernatural things going on in there. And when the Jewish people passed the Yarden, Hereb ba'alut zo shel adon kol ha'aretz la'akol diurim hema zayin amimim. When the Jewish people passed through the Yarden, so they showed the bailus of the master of all of the land to uproot the dwellers, the seven nations, and instead bring in Klal Yisrael through the Knesset Ha'aron, through the bringing in of the Aron. That's what it says again in the Pasuk. Aron HaBris Adon Kol Ha'aretz. This Aron shows that Hashem is Adon Kol Ha'aretz. So he's Motzi Diurim, he's the master, he's the landlord. So he takes out the dwellers and he brings in new dwellers. And from here we have the limud of Chazal, that even though Ve'aretz Nasan Lefnei Adam, yes, he gave us the land, but we have to recognize that he's still Adon Ha'aretz. And that's what Chazal tell us, that if the Goyim say that you're a bunch of thieves, we can say that God created the earth and he gave it to whoever he wants to, he gave it to the Jewish people. Koyach masav higid la'amu losis lahem nachal azgoyim. The power of his deeds, he told to his nation to give them the inheritance of the nations. And that's the content of all of Sefer Bereishis, that we have a limud in Sefer Bereishis. It teaches us through the avos, the yisoidei ha'amuna, u'mekoro mimatnat eretz Yisrael Yisrael. And the makor is from the matana of Eretz Yisrael to Am Yisrael. And it's coming to teach us that there's no listus. The only bailus is Hashem's. That's the limud of Sefer Bereishis. It's not just coming to answer a kasha. What's the kasha? The kasha is the goyim are going to say you're a band of thieves. Oh, we're not. Hashem gave it to us. No. All of Sefer Bereishis is coming to tell us the yisod and emuna that Hashem is the bailus over the whole earth. That's what Sefer Bereishis is coming to tell us. And that's what we learn from the Avos and the Amun of the Avos. And that's the Biur of the Parsha, that Yosef Hevir Kol Am Mikotzei Gvul Eretz Mitzrayim. In other words, Yosef is called Ha'ish Adonei Ha'aretz, Bereishis 42:30. He was the first Jewish king. And he was Koveh, this Limud, Al Adonei Ha'aretz. He's called Ha'ish Adonei Ha'aretz. He was telling us about who's the true Adonei Ha'aretz. That the true Adon Haaretz is Oikir Diurim Umachnis Diurim. He uproots dwellers and he brings in new ones. That's what you can do when you're the landlord. You could say to your tenants, see you later. Bringing in new tenants. Umemelu Mashamru Chazal, Shiatzami Zetovat Yisrael, Shelo Yuk Gerim Bein Toshovim. And that's what Chazal said. Oh, we shouldn't feel like we're a bunch of strangers amongst native dwellers. amongst the native, among population. So that's what comes out from this, that we shouldn't feel that way. But the content of the parasha is the Kviyas HaKara Sheish Adon HaAretz. We know there's an Adon HaAretz in the Mela that from that comes out that we shouldn't feel like Gerim Bein Toshavim. Ultimately, the landlord is Hashem. We're all just a bunch of guests. A bunch of guests on Hashem's earth. We have to act like good guests. You know, there's certain behaviors, socially accepted behaviors for guests. So we have to remember we're guests on the earth of the Adon Kol HaAretz. So the Mela Medarf Darf Hitten. So the Iker Makom, that we know that God is the Adon Kol HaAretz, is in Eretz Yisrael. There you have the mitzvah of Yovel, and everybody has to give back their lands. Why? Because we're all a bunch of guests here. By Yikra 25:23. It's not even yours, Rashi says. So give it back. Somebody sold it to you. Give it back. It's not yours anyway. And therefore, Yosef was Zoche L'Oroin. Shu Hayaholech B'tzad Oroin HaBris. That Yosef's Aron was next to the Aron Abris, as if to say that he was Mekayim what's written here. That's the Gemara in Saita, and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the bottom, and Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the top. So, that's what Yosef's shaychus to the Aron was. Kiyem zeh ma shekatzuv zeh b'zeh. Because Yosef was representing the Adon Kol HaAretz. He was called Aish Adonai Aretz, and he was representing the Adon Kol Aretz. He recognized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's running, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's the landlord. And therefore, of course, he was Mekayim what Hashem said, and that's what it says, Hayom Rav Yonos Ra Ronu Shel Yosef. Because on the Klal Yosinian of Kiryas Yamsuf, Chazal tell us that there was a Nidon. If to do for them, like we see in Shmos Rabbah 21:8, Kamo Shanas El Adam Sheshis Mei Bereshis, it says, Yikavu Amayim V'Tei Raya Basha, בבעלות האדם יש בזה שמירה, ובזה הוכנה לעדתו לשון עדות, שם מעידין שהוא אדון. In other words, the Nidon here is Kriyas Yamsuf, to do like God did it when he created the world, that the water went to, gathered into certain places, one place, and then we can have a Yabasha. Make room for the Yabasha, the water goes away to make room for Yabasha. If you do this for Adam Rishon, do it for Klal Yisrael, the Eda Kedosha, Eda Zmilashon Edus. That we're here to be made on Hashem. That's why he made the earth for us. And the third day, it says in Rosh Hashanah 31a, he was Megala the Aretz, the water moved aside with his wisdom, and he prepared the world for his Eidah, for his community. And that's what it says in the Pasuk. Hashem Aretz Umaloa, God belongs, everything belongs to God. Why? Ki, because Hu Amim Yisrael Deval Asno Chananeah. In other words, we can't exist. We can't exist in the water. So Hashem put the water aside in order that we can exist, but realize it's on the water. In other words, we're only existing because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this dry land. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. So since we understand that Hashem Aretz Maloa because He put us on the water. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to exist if He hadn't made this land for us. So it gives us an appreciation of Hashem that He's the Bailam on the earth. And that's for Adasa, that we're made on Hashem. So So when the sea saw the Aron of Yosef, that he teaches this lima to the world, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Adam Kol Ha'aretz Vayonas, just like the water went away, just like it did with the Bria Sa'olam. And that's why the pasuk continues, HaYardin Yisov Li'ochov. Hayam Rov Vayonas, HaYardin Yisov Li'ochov. What is HaYardin Yisov Li'ochov? That's Makbil Alma Roisi Choninel. The Yardin is the Jordan River. Kiwal Yamim Yisada, Yamim is the Yamsuf, and the Al Narois Yichoninah is the Yardin. Kiwal Yamim Yisada, Hayam Rav Yanos. Al Narois Yichoninah, Hayardin Yisav Liochor, beautiful. That the Jordan also split. In order to make room for this Eidus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Eidah Kedosha. And that's the answer to Malach HaYom Kisanus. Why are you going away, see? Milufnei Adoin Chuli Oretz, from the master that created the earth. That's where I'm going. And it was the whole Yisod of this parish is to show us this, of these Psukim and Tehillim, is to show us who the Adon Oretz is, and that was what Yosef's Kavanah was. It's Gevaldik. ונתפרז מה לזו בכלל ישראל, כי קריאת ים סוף הייתה הצרה הראשונה שנכנסו כלל ישראל מדייתם. We went into this with our das. דאבר בני ישראל וישוב ויחנו לפני פי אחירוס ויקובדו בפרוכל, go back, bring this upon yourself, get yourself in trouble, play. I'll have to play chicken, you know, you jump away right before the car comes. What are you playing that game for? What are you endangering yourself for? Stupid. But here it's not stupid, here HaKadosh Baruch Hu is commanding us. דאבר בני ישראל וישוב ויחנו. V'kovden, I'll be honored with Paro v'cholchelo, and all of its chariots, I'll be honored. It'll be great. Go back. Bring it upon yourself. V'yasu kein. They didn't say, oh, what are we going to, Rashi says, they didn't say, well, how are we going to get close to our enemies? No. Whatever Moshe Rabbeinu says we're going to do. Now, it's not a shebach poroti for the Jewish people. They got the roimim v'smal osam, that's called v'anveyu, anivuhu. Coming so close to Hashem, Zek Keli Vanveyu Anivahu, Amina, and him, Hashem. Mishnah and Sukkah, 45a, on the Tefillah Anivah Hoshiana, Rashi explains, Shemi Hashem Ushinitzku Bipsukam Bikriyas Yamsuf. Toy says, Kenyan Imoya Noichi Bitsara, Anivahu, Anivaho Hoshiana, me and him, Imoya Noichi Bitsara. Klal Yisrael is Bitsara for Kavod Shemaim vi Kovda. They're shutuf in kovet shemayim because I call bara lichvoda, and the kovet that comes from avodas adam ba'aretz is through the Jewish people to Hashem. So we're in the same boat. I may use a metaphor from the water. So that's ani v'ho shien, me and him, Kadosh Baruch Hu and us together, kibiyachol. Yimo anochi b'tzara. Kadosh Baruch Hu is with us in our tzara. We want to be in a tzara because of Kovet Shemayim. So there should be V'kovda that everybody should recognize. Shakol Baruch L'chvoidai. Ayin B'mishna B'sukkah B'daf Meme. V'lechein ra'u kan ech shakol olech l'tachlit. Shel ad yavor tiviyemu v'siteyemu. It's all going to the tachlis of being planted in Eretz Yisrael. Ad mikdash Hashem koininu yadech abinyan beis ha-mikdash. ולכן כל הלבן ויהו שאבנה לא יבייס מקדושה. תאגמונקלוס. You're going to plant us in Eretz Yisrael, and then you're going to build the base of Mikdash. And that's why Van Veyu includes, I'm going to build the base of Mikdash, like Onkelos says. We're going to be together on Ivahu. This is God's house and our house. We're going to be planted in Eretz Yisrael and Mikdash Hashem. Also in the Mikdash, there's going to be Binyan Beis HaMikdash. We're going to be together with Hashem. And only those who are partners with Hashem, they're given the earth. And then we have our new Yekavu Amayim. And Nachlas Eretz is not Stam HaMatana. It's Nachlas Shein LaHefzik, Rosh Hashanah 12b. V'hi Chalukas HaOretz L'Shvatim Shekol B'zeh Nitzchi Yus Kol Shevet. The Ur, the Eretz Yisrael is given out to each Shevet. And each Shevet has Nitzchias, Gemira de lo kol shifta, each Shevet's eternal. And they're all given their Chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Until the Pasuk says, Hashem Yimloch Leilim Vod, so we go into Eretz Yisrael. We get the land. It's a Nachla Shein Lehefsek, it's eternal. And then Hashem Yimloch Leilim Vod. Since Nachlas Eretz Yisrael is Dafka Boifen Shal Yud Beis Tchum and Yud Beis Shvatim, since the inheritance of Eretz Yisrael was given 12 territories to 12 tribes, so too comes the Limud Al Adoin Kol Ha'aretz L'Kol Shevet V'Shevet. So too the Limud that Hashem is the master of the earth for every Shevet. L'Goyzer Yamsuf L'Gzorim. Everybody got their own path. So we had asked at the outset, why here Dafka we see this nice? That every Shevet got their own path. The answer is because the whole Mahalach of this parish of Kriyas Yamsuf is telling us that Hashem is the Adam Kol Ha'aretz. And the primary expression of Adam Kol Ha'aretz is in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, we all got our own chelik. Every tribe got their own chelik. So too, Kriyas Yamsuf, when we have this limud of Hashem being Adam Kol Ha'aretz, it's split up for all 12 tribes independently. The Hadvarim, Me'irim u'misamchim mamish. No words for how amazing this mahalach is. So I thank you so much for listening, and we should be zocheh to live this other in kol haaretz. Shalom, shalom, sweet Israel.